Eric Fiddle Jammers. Check out this new Truck Talk. It's about my questions about what it means to be a fan and whether that's healthy or not. And by the way, I don't have all the answers. I hope that you can comment and add to this discussion, and we can all figure it out together. Hope you enjoy.
So today I'm thinking about what it means to be a fan of something. It's kind of an odd thing to me. It's one thing to like something. It's another thing to say, hey, that's cool, I like that. But to have the term fan associated with you, it means you're really into it. You're a fan of something, it means you want to find out more and have that presence in your life as often as possible. It gives you real pleasure and excitement. You feel an attachment to that idea or that thing or that person, that artist. To be a rabid fan is to the extreme. You identify with that. Put that thing or person up on a pedestal above other things in life. You would gush to be in the presence of that thing or person. It's kind of weird if you think about it, you know? And I admit, for a long time I had a problem with that concept. I'm not saying I don't still a little bit. I'm a fan of some things, but that's as far as it goes. You can hear it in the tone of my voice. I'm a fan of that. That's pretty cool. I'm a fan of Joe Bonamassa. I love his guitar playing. I don't like every song he does and everything he plays, every other band he plays with, but he's an awesome guitar player and an awesome artist. I'd like to see him if he comes to my town to play, to let his vibe wash over me and see what I can learn about it. For me, it comes from a different point, though. It's not that I'm just a fan, like wishing I could be that or wishing I could be like him or wanting to be near him. Yeah, I'd like to meet him sometime, shake his hand, say, you're awesome. That's it for me. Other people take it much further, and I have a harder time understanding that. Now, maybe that's because I'm a performer. I've been on stage. I've been in front of people. They are fans of me, say. And I say, I get it. Get that. And maybe I don't need that like other people need it in their life. And I admit, for a long time, I almost, not that I looked down on rabid fans, but I didn't have the highest respect for that. I would kind of, for the longest time in my younger years, I'd go, in my own head, I'd say, get a life. What do you like that for? You know, do your own thing. And it is true, as a creator and as an educator, I'd like to teach the whole world to be creative themselves, which I guess is kind of backwards for my business in that I would teach myself out of a job, because I wouldn't have to teach anybody how to be creative if everybody was just creative on their own. I guess in that perfect world, we'd all just say, hey, you're awesome. Let me hear you play something. But we wouldn't have to buy every record. We wouldn't have to have every, you know, T-shirt. And every trinket and button and sticker, we wouldn't have to have any of that. We wouldn't even have to ever listen to them again. We just appreciate it when we saw the person and say, hey, let's play together. Let's do something together. Let me hear and share the experience with you. That'd be it. So I don't know if anybody else feels that way. Am I jaded? I don't know. I know that in some levels, like super famous rock stars, say Kurt Cobain, that was part of his insanity, so he claimed. His own fans drove him nuts. He didn't get it. He said, why do all these people just go identify with me so much, and they live their whole lives based on what I play, what I do, what I say? That was part of his insanity, he claims. He kind of came to despise the audiences that didn't know the difference, or whether he was playing crappy or not. They just adored him so much and his body of work that they were willing to forgive him having a bad attitude and playing the shows even though he hated the audience. He people loved him all the more, which is even more dysfunctional and weird, you know? I'm sure he had other problems too, it's my opinion, but I get that. I've heard of other performers, Bobby Darin I heard this about, he said it was like a psychic exchange and he would absorb stuff from the audience at his shows. And after his show, he'd go out in the desert and sleep in a sleeping bag in the on the ground to kind of like un-vibify himself. That's kind of interesting. I get that. I think there might be something psychic going on in performers. It might be a side subject in this talk. Ultimately, it should be a give and take. I know in some places on the site I've talked about where creative ideas come from. And my buddy Michael Bergman, who put forth that improvisers, part of the equation is they also get the ideas, their ideas, from the collective consciousness of the audience and what they expect and hope to hear if we pick up on and play that. That's cool if it's a give and take. Maybe it's all of the above, and maybe fandom kind of does the same thing. Maybe the performer needs the adoration of the audience. I mean, that's cool. It's kind of embarrassing for me. Oh, shucks. Maybe I'm not high enough of a spirit yet or being to be willing to accept the adoration of my audience fully enough. I don't know. Maybe someone wiser than me can tell me. I, of course, like it when people like me. And there is a certain magic on the gig that I know, even if it seems like weakness to me, that I like the audience liking me. It's not from some emotional need that I have, really. It's a knowing a fulfilled feeling of, hey, I'm giving of my talents to people, and they are receiving them and giving me this vibe back. They're really digging it and appreciating it. That's healthy. There is levels to this that's not healthy for sure, and maybe I'm not completely healthy. Maybe rock stars are way better at this than me, and that's why they're so famous and rich and all this stuff, and so many opportunities open to them, because there may be better channels for this, better givers and receivers. I don't know. This gets into some metaphysics for sure, but maybe you guys can tell me. We can just open up the discussion. What does being a fan mean to you? Who are you a fan of and why? And to what level? And what level does it become unhealthy for the fan and the artist? It's an interesting discussion, and I don't know all the answers. But that's my truck talk for today. Please leave me some comments. See if you can enlighten me with your ideas on the subject. I'd appreciate it. I need your help.